Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go to the Gospel of John. 16th chapter of the book of John. The 23rd verse. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. So what Jesus is saying here, look, you pray in my name. I endorse your prayer. You see what he said? I'm endorsing your prayer. But let's get back here now. When you're using that name in faith, faith in the name is part of our law of the New Testament. The law of the New Testament is not just that you love one another. It is believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It is a law in two parts.
That's right.
And the name is first. Because
right.
Without the name, you don't get into the rest of it. Are you with me now?
That's right.
All right. Now think about this. Faith in that name. Faith in that name. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Where's the faith? In the name. Any sick among you? Let him call on the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil. And what? The prayer of faith. Well, now, wait a minute. What prayer? The prayer of faith, the prayer of calling things to be not as though they were. That don't sound right. Faith in the name. In the name of the Lord. They'll anoint him in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith in the name of the Lord will save the sick, and if they committed any sins, they will be forgiven.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
All right. I said all that to get to this. When you said Jerry Savelle, I just had all kinds of thoughts come to my mind. Amen. When Satan, the devil, hears that name coming out of the heart and the mouth of someone with faith in that name, that knows the depth of that name and what's behind that name. Hallelujah. It flashes across his thinking what happened to him in hell when he had to crawl, when he had to get on his face, when he was stripped of his keys, hallelujah. And he lost it all, and he was brought to naught, zero, paralyzed. That's what strikes his consciousness. You remember what James said in 4:7? Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and what?
Flee.
He'll flee. He has to flee. He has to get out of there. He can't stand that. It hurts him. It's painful to him. It is worse than... He has to get out of the very presence of that. You can't stay around it. Now, there's an issue here . The believer has been given power of attorney to use that name. Now, what is a power of attorney worth? Power of attorney means that you can write checks on a person's account just the same as the person. You write the person's name.
That's right.
And the bank will honor it the same as the person. Amen. Your name can do anything you can do. If you know good, your name is no good. And vice versa, the other way around. I remember when, as I told you earlier, my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, his oldest son, Ronnie, came back from the military. And and he thought, well, you know, my dad, he got tired of being called Oral Roberts' son. He wanted to be Ronnie Roberts. And he just got tired of everybody going, you're Oral Roberts' son. What's he really like? And all, you know. So he got back from the service, and he went to the bank. He needed a car. Got out of the military. He didn't have a car. So he went down and applied for a loan to buy a car. And the banker read all of his stuff. Well, he don't know who Ronnie Roberts is. Son, you're evidently a nice young man, but he said, I just don't have enough information. You don't have enough credit of any kind, good or bad. He said, I just don't have any room here to loan you money to buy a car unless you've got a sizable down payment. Ronnie said, would it do any good if I were to tell you that Oral Roberts is my dad? You're that Roberts? Yeah, my dad's Oral Roberts. Well, boy, why didn't you tell me in the first place? Of course I'll loan you the money. Different name. Now, what about that name was worth more than Ronnie's? He's Roberts. He's part of the family. It's what that name represented. But not only that, it's what that name was worth. I mean, there was Oral Roberts University. There's the City of Faith. There's all of this assets of all kinds. So now you begin to tell what a power of attorney is worth. The power of attorney is worth whatever the person is worth of whom the power of attorney is issued. Amen. Now, how do you measure what God is worth? That's a whopper chunk. Amen. Wow. It's incalculable what he's worth. I like what Brother Hagin said along these lines. He said, Jesus has given you and me a blank check with it already signed in His name. Now you fill it out. But you have to know what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. It's a very interesting story about Mr. Spurgeon, the great British preacher in the 19th century. He was called concerning a woman, and she was, some of his staff called him to go check on her. And she was starving to death. It's the only thing that was wrong with her. She was malnourished. She was starving to death. And she lived in a little, just a little shanty of a house. Just cold, no heat, not enough food. He went down to check on her and called the medical people in, and they checked her over and said, "Well, she's starving to death, and if she doesn't get some medical care and nourishment soon, she will die. She's about dead now." He noticed a document framed hanging on her wall, and he said, "Is this yours?" She said, "Oh yes." She said, "Me lady gave me that." She said, "I served her for over 50 years and she gave it to me. And I'm so proud of it." And so he looked at it. He said, "Do you mind if I take this and have it examined?" "Oh no, but you give it back, right?" He said, "Oh yes, of course, I'll be sure to give it back to you." He wanted to see if this thing was authentic. And it was. And when he took it to the authorities, they said, "We have been searching high and low for that. Where did you find it?" And he told them about her. He said, "She had been for 50 years in service, but she couldn't read. That document gave her a handsome stipend and a home fully staffed with income to keep up the property. She had no knowledge of it, so she could take no advantage of it. It was just a wonderful document hanging on the wall." How many people have this wonderful deed in writing? Laying on the coffee table by the bedside, and the pages stuck together. Or you can get one like that, you know. You don't know what's in it, so you can't claim what you don't know.
Yes.
Your forefathers and mine did their very best to get it over to us when they called it testament.
Yes.
Will and testament.
Yes.
Jesus' last will and testament. And the New Testament superseded the Old Testament. The new will. And the more you study it, the more faith that grows and builds concerning that name. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And I'll begin to close with some experiences that I had with the name. Just in my learning years, I was just finding out about it. I was so excited over this, and particularly the power of attorney of that name, and to know the power in that name. Amen. And the anointing that goes with it. Can you and I grasp the idea that when we use the name, that when we use the name, the devil doesn't know whether it's Jesus or you, because it's his name. And in that name, there's healing. In that name, there's miracles. In that name, the anointing flows. That's God's anointing. And it hears that name. Hallelujah. And when you give yourself to that name as a believer, not as a preacher, as a believer, in my name, they'll cast out. In my name, they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The name. I said the name. The name of Jesus. It's not some kind of magic charm. We pray in the name. Jesus endorses the prayer, yes. But think about this. We are in the name. The name is a high tower, and the righteous run into it.
Hallelujah. Come on, brother.
Jesus said, Father, I have kept them in your name. In it. In that name. When we got born again, we were baptized into that name. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Give him praise. Honor the name. Honor the name. Honor that great name. Glory, 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 glory. Stand to your feet with me, please. Now, before I let you go, let me remind you this. Jesus said, any two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them by my Father which is in heaven. Because where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Kenneth Copeland learned the importance of letter writing from his spiritual father, Oral Roberts. Brother Roberts helped him to understand that the Bible is made up primarily of letters, and that they are just as anointed now as the day they were first written. That day, Brother Copeland made a lifelong commitment to write a letter every month to address the spiritual needs of his partners.
I commit this to you. I write a partner letter every month. I pray for you every day. I put scriptures there on the bottom of that partner letter. And I put those on there specifically for your benefit so that you can go back and read those and make them a part of your prayer life.
Kenneth Copeland's promise to his partners has led to over 375 individual letters being written since 1986. The U.S. Post Office mailed 3.7 million partner letters in 2018 alone. These powerful messages from God's heart minister life to your spirit and strengthen you in your daily walk of faith.
I'm a partner for about probably 5 years now, and I enjoy his product, especially his monthly letters. I wait for them in the mail. I just love those. They're so very inspiring.
I really enjoy reading the letter and then also connecting what he wrote in the letter to what I'm hearing him preach in messages. It's almost kind of like the partners are getting a sneak peek of what the Lord is talking to them about.
But I will write them to help them get their needs met, to help them prosper,
to help them grow in the Lord and grow in faith and grow in prayer and go from religion to reality. Praise God.
I'm Jimmy Larkins. This is my wife, Tammy Larkins.
When you start trying to have babies 3 months after you get married and it doesn't happen, well, okay.
It's early.
It's early. And then a year passes and you don't really think too much about it because, you know, you're still newlyweds and when kids come, kids will come. But when you get to that year three mark, we still don't have children. Maybe there's something wrong. And we had gotten a phone call from the infertility doctors and another doctor back to back. We've done everything we can. It's just not going to happen. Look into adoption. And so that was just a crushing moment. It hurts. It feels like you are missing something. You know you're supposed to have babies in your arms. You know that you're supposed to be raising and teaching your children and raising them in the ways of the Lord. And you know that you have so much love in you for your kids, but you don't have them.
But the word is, it's been written a long time ago, and God knew. He knew us and approved of us, and He wants us to have that joy. He wants us to be fulfilled.
We got Marty Copeland's, you know, book and all the scriptures to stand on for having children, and so immediately those things went up on the refrigerator. He would come by and he would just touch my stomach or pray and, you know, just speak the word over our, you know, our bodies and our children.
And if we believe it and receive it, just like Mark 11:24 and 23, if, you know, you ask and it will be done. And it was just, it's like, okay, Lord, we're asking, we're believing, we receive it. We thank you for our children, you know, and it was, you know, it wasn't happening, but we kept standing on the word. And so,
when you're trying for children, you just have all these pregnancy tests in your bathroom cabinet. And I went home that night and took a pregnancy test. And for the first time ever, it was positive. And I didn't know what to do. I was just, So I think I took three more. And then I went to the store. I was like, I'll be right back. And I got one of the fancy electronic ones. I don't think they make anymore. And they were all positive. And we were pregnant. We were pregnant. And
when the manifestation comes of His word, it's like she said earlier, that, you know, we can't even really remember a lot of the times even before our children. Now it's like they've always been here, you know, and it's just been great.
Yes.
And
yes,
it was neat because after our firstborn, and he was exactly what we prayed for, you know, about a year and a half later, had talked about, well, do we want another child? Are we good with one? And I remember us getting into the vehicle, and I turned to her, and I've been thinking about this, you know, throughout the day, and I looked at her, and go, I'm pretty comfortable with just one child. And she hands me a card, and so I open that card up, and she's, you know, I'm reading it, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, well, I guess we're good with two also. So, you know, it was a blessing, because, you know, after the doctor saying, you're not even going to have a child, here it is. We're having the second child. And I just encourage anyone that, you know, that may be going through the same thing that we went through, keep standing on the word.
Yes.
I don't, you know,
yes.
Yes. You know, 10 years, it seems like a long time. Maybe there's some that's been standing a little longer, but just keep standing. You know, if He'll do it for us, you know, the word says He'll do it for you too. And
yes.
So, just keep standing and just keep believing and keep speaking the word over yourselves. And just know that God wants to give you the desires of your heart. I mean, He says in His word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you. And our children will be added onto us if that's the desire of our heart. So, you know, keep standing strong. Keep standing in faith. Don't give up. Take those scriptures, tape them up, do whatever you got to do. Speak them over your life over and over again, and just, and, you know, just stay encouraged.
Yes.
Because when depression comes, depression stinks, and it's part of the curse. And we've been redeemed of the curse. We give all glory to God.
Yes.
Living by faith is simply coming into agreement with what the Word of God says. And Jimmy and Tammy had that Abraham kind of faith that said, I believe God's Word no matter what. No matter what I feel, no matter how long it's been or what anyone else says, I agree with the promise of God. And you can see now they have the fruit of that promise. And that's the power of God's Word. And that's the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. And the Scripture says in the book of Hebrews that through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. So let me ask you, what promise are you standing on from the Word of God today? Whatever it is, don't give it up. You can make the choice right now to absolutely reject fear and doubt and persevere with the Word of God. And the good news is Jesus has already bought it. He's already paid for it and it's finished. And we want to help you grow in any area of your life, but particularly in your prayer life as you stand on the promises of God's Word. And we want to send you this Prayer Series 1 Effective Prayer. And it's on DVD and this is a free gift. So how do you know when your prayers are effective? If you're not praying according to the Word of God, your prayers are not going to accomplish much. You can learn how to communicate with God. Make His Word the foundation of your prayers. Learn how to use the authority of the name of Jesus. And in this series, there's also a very powerful testimony from a family who knew how to pray the moment their son was in a terrible accident. And this story is a miraculous story of healing that you can learn from and learn how to apply these same things in your own life. So if you would like to get a hold of this DVD, it's a free gift. Call us or go to kcem.org to order yours today. Now, today is a special day here in the United States. It's Mother's Day. And whoever you are, wherever you are, if you're a mother, a grandmother, maybe a spiritual mother to people, we want to say that we bless you today. We honor you today. We thank God for you and for your life in Jesus' name. Now, we invite you to join us again next week right here on the broadcast. Brother Copeland is going to be continuing this message on the powerful name of Jesus. And you do not want to miss what's coming up. If you've missed anything leading up to this, as always, you can get caught up with us. Go to kcm.org. We've got a number of different platforms that you can use to get caught up on broadcasts, recent or old. Whatever you do, get the Word of God going in your eyes. Get the Word of God going in your ears, down into your heart. And when you do, it will begin to come back up out of your mouth. And that's when you see things change around you. So make the decision right here today that you're tuning in all next week and on next week's broadcast. Get the Word of God into your life and watch God's Word do what only His Word can do. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.